Okay. So what did we get up to? What? Yeah, we did 29. 30. 31. 31. What? Past what? 31. Page 5. We're up to 35? Oh, yeah, we're up to 35. You're right. You're right. Okay. Okay, so I need, yeah, we do 35. You're right. So we're up to 36. Okay. Page 6, question 36. Hey, Divrei HaChassam Sofer. Menogei Labima Be'emtza Beis Knesses. Eich Zeh Shayach L'Sugya Shol Mechitza. So, you know, when I was growing up in the shuls, the modern shuls, so the bima was in the front. You know, the bima was in the front. That's the shul I grew up with. The bima was in the front. Now this is a big controversy of having the bima in the front, because the bima in the front, pashas came from the Reform, which probably pashas came from the church, right? That's the pashas. So there were many rabbanim who didn't like the concept of having the bima in the front. It was a big controversy. Some rabbanim held you that you shouldn't daven such shuls that the bima was in the front. And this is more of a issue of basically of the kokosem lo seleichu issue. You know, I tell you, I mean, a lot of things in the shuls that came from the simple thing that probably came from the Reform, came from the church, is the sermon, the rabbi's sermon. That also came from the Reform, that came from the church.
We should get rid of it.
Yeah. Right? So, right? That came also, you know, all the as a, In the old days in Europe, a Rav only spoke twice a year, Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos HaGadol, and Shabbos Shuvah. That was what a Rav spoke. Then you could also, you know, Darshan and Chal Shudas. Like Rav Bixatzal, he didn't speak on Shabbos day. A Rav didn't speak Shabbos day. Darshan and Chal Shudas. And of course, he gave Shabbos HaGadol, Joshua, Shabbos Shuvah, Joshua. What do you say, Rabbi Hess?
I think the Lord should be
better. Well, you're saying that maybe Bizman Hazeh, that people need education and things like that. Right. The only question is, here you have something that came for the church, but maybe has Tawelis. Maybe has Tawelis. So what should we say about that? Yeah, what does Ari Glazer say? First off, Ari Glazer. No, it's not like the content. In other words, the rabbi is saying good things. He's not giving a whatever. But one could say that that surah, that whole idea was coming from that. So maybe. So the counter argument is to say that people, you know, they get their education. They don't necessarily, you know, that's where they get their education from the. Yeah, what do you say, Harav? Right.
And on top of that,
in other words, you're saying just because a guy does something, it's chokhma b'goyim. So it goes up to Harav Lavi. Chokhma b'goyim tamid. So maybe we can learn from that chokhma.
I'm going to say, conservative Jews, since they get the Jewish education, so we're not.
No.
You're not going to say anything.
So I'll tell you the big issue.
We're closed, so we're not.
We did it first.
No, where's the gavul?
No, I'll tell you the gavul. I'll tell you the gavul. What do you want to say, Nimrod?
Well, it depends how broad it is. Everything
is like... So there's a piece, there's a very good tshuva. I'll tell you where to look. And the tshuva is what? Shailos of tshuva is what? Yehuda Yala. You ever see that? Written by the Mari Asad. Some people call it the Tshuvas Mari Asad. Some people call it Tshuvas Yehuda Yala. You can choose what you want to call it. They have it in the library. I use it all the time. Not all the time, but some of the time. Yeah, Hungarian Rav. Hungarian Rav. You see, if you go to, you have a literature education, you'll never hear it that safer in your life. Believe me. You know who likes to quote it a lot? Rabbi Warman from Hank. In his, you know, going to Hank. So Hank is, Sherry Yosef, he quotes it all the time. I think that was the first time I ever saw it quoted when I started looking at the Sherry Yosef when I was younger. And he quoted those tshuvas, very good tshuvas. So this is what he says. He says, you know what it says in the. By the Ovos, right? So it says that they used to be makriv on a matseva, right? Yaakov Avinu had a matseva. Matseva is one stone. Mizbeach is many stones together. So the pasuk says, we have shoved him. That you shouldn't make a matzeva, because Hashem hates that. So Rashi says, what do you mean Hashem hates it? The others did it. The Helika others. The Helika others did it. Hashem gives a hate what the Helika others did. So Rashi explains, because since the Goyim started doing it, then we have to stop. So the Goyim started to be makriv on a matseva, means one big stone, so then we have to stop doing it. So what's the pshat? The Goyim are going to stop putting on tefillin, then we're going to stop? The Goyim are going to start shaking lulav, we're going to stop? So he says, no. Anything that's a choiva in the Torah, a mitzvah in the Torah, that you have to do, they can do it from today till tomorrow, we're going to still do it. They can't usurp our mitzvahs. But things that are not what an actual mitzvah that we have, but it's a hanhaga. This is what people are doing. So if we were doing it, now there was no halacha that the avos had to do it on a matzeva. They could have done it on a mizbeach, but this is what they did. This was a practice, wasn't a chova. So now the goyim start to use this practice as part of their religion. We have to give it up. We have to give it up. So therefore, he says it in the context of getting married in shul. Getting married in shul. What? Yeah, right. First prayer of my savior. Right. If they get married in shul, so since they got started getting married in shul, so there's no halacha you have to get married in shul. But the Maisa, you look in the Maril, they got married in shul. In fact, just yesterday I bought this sefer. I was in Brooklyn yesterday. So I got a picture. You want me to show a picture? Oh. I had you in mind. I have a picture of myself in Rav Gorin. So I remember one of them. Let's see. So I took a picture of a picture on my right phone. It's a good picture. And his wife. His wife is Sadozia's daughter. Sadozia wasn't in the picture. Well, yeah. So it says a story from Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. Says a story from Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. Rav Yashiv closes. A sefer from Rav Yashiv. Two svarim I have from Rav Yashiv. Somebody asked him all his nesuah questions. how does Rabbi Yashi Masada Kedushin, all the Masada Kedushin, they put out a sefer. Then another sefer on Avelus. All the Shai's from Avelus, they answer Rabbi Yashi all the questions, and they put out a sefer. And that's the minute. So he tells a story from the Nesu'in sefer. He tells a story from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan that somebody wanted to the minhag used to be to get married in the chatzer Beis HaKnesses, and somebody wanted to say we don't want to do that. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, so tell them you're not being Masada Kedusha, because if you're not following the minhagim, then I'm out. That's from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. It was your time last week. So yeah, he has that in the, in other words, you have to show people that you can't just, that hug him, don't just easily come and go. I'll show it to have it in my office. This story from, so that was clear. In the shul, in the chatzir, people got married in shul. That was the minute. So the Yehuda Yala says that, but it's not a chiyuv to get married. It's not like putting on tefillin, getting married in shul. It was a minute, probably the shuls were spacious. It was a good place to get married in the shul. So you know, what are you telling me? I can't get married in shul. The Mariel, they got married in shul. The answer is no, but then once the goyim started doing it and putting it in their religion, then we have to give it up. That was the truth of the Yehuda Yala. And that was a big thing. You should know in Europe, one of the Sfarim points out that hundreds of Rabbanim signed this Haskama that no one should be getting married in shul, and it should be Olam Va'ed, and it was very I show you a whole letter that was it was a big thing. What? Rav David Lipschitz Zatzal would never go to a wedding, even of a Talmud, I was told, if it was in a shul. He was very, very machter on that. Even though he wasn't even a Hungarian Rav, he was a Rav in Europe. He was a Suval. Right? That's not Hungary, right? Where's that?
On the border of Poland.
Border of Poland and Lithuania.
In Poland.
He was the Suval Rav. He was a, how many? You should know that not too many people here were Rabbanim in Europe. You know, there was such what's his name? Rav Moshe Shatzkis, was the Lomzer Rav. He was a big Rav in Europe. I told you the story Rabbi Chalap told me. It's a good story. That when Rav Aaron Lichtenstein came, he learned the Chaim Berlin before he came to YU. And Shmuel had it that he was going to leave to come to YU, and he got to get permission from Rav Huttner. It was not such an easy thing, but Rav Huttner says, if you go learn by the Gadol Hador, Rav Moshe Shatzkis, then you could go. And why was Rav Moshe Shatzkis? Well, he was the Gadol Hador, but how much? Because he was what? Because he was the Gadol Hador, what was the Hachtara of him being the Gadol Hador? He was the only one who was Maspid Rav Chaim Oizer. Rav Chaim Oizer's Levaya, Rav Chaim Oizer was the Gadol Hador in Europe. Everyone agreed to that. And he, the one who was maspid him, shows that he's carrying on the, was Rav Moshe Shatzkis, who was the Rosh Hashiva here. So Rav Huttner was maskin, if we'll go learn by Rav Moshe Shatzkis, that he could leave Chaim Berlin to come to YU. That was the, this I heard from Rav Chalap. Rav Chalap has very good stories. Okay, so that's So therefore, that's the idea that you gotta give it up. So therefore, so Rav Moshe Feinstein in America, Rav Moshe Feinstein was unbelievable. He was able to, his clout in America was so great that he was able to undo like hundreds of years of what Rabbanim in Europe assumed as a double push, right? With one tshuva, he basically. Rav Moshe, and the Hungarian Rabbanim were not happy. I don't think they were happy. I don't think it was just accepted right away. And so, I mean, but in the end,
he was still, he got the, he had that koyach, that Moshe. I mean, even the Sama Rebbe was master in, not Rav Yoilish, Rav Yoilish passed away before him, the Berech Moshe, who's the son of who? What? Namely? The Atzikayim. The Atzikayim, you know the Atzikayim. So Rav Moshe said, you can get married in shul. You can get married in shul. And he says an interesting svara. He says, because we're not getting married in the church. We're getting married, I don't know. It's a chiddush. Right. Right. Yeah. So Lamaisa, the minhag is to be mako. But if somebody asked me if you have an equal chance to get married in a shul or a hall, that would be a married in a hall, not in the shul.
So would the same apply to a non-Orthodox shul?
Oh.
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe even permitted to go in as well. It's not b'shas tefillah. People do that also. Yeah. Okay. What can I tell you?
What about
Roy is here. They had weddings in the.
All of Roy's grandchildren.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know what they used to do? They used to get married in the shul. You ever been to 90 Bennett across the street there? That's the. And then they had the meal there. Today, that's a good geschmack. You probably didn't cost too much money. How much money did it cost? Having a.
Very low budget.
Low budget. That's what they. I think it's a great idea. It's as big. In terms of the size of 90 Bennett in this room. How would you say? Around the same.
It might be bigger.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger, but around the size of, the size of this room, maybe a little bit bigger. If you haven't been in 90 Ben. You think twice the size?
It's, I'd say about 30% bigger.
Okay, 30% bigger. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, somebody have it in hand?
So for a sermon, though, that's Divrei Torah. That wouldn't be usher, seemingly.
No, so like give the Divrei. Yeah, okay, so that's what the Rabbanim assume today. That it's a Toelas, a teacher, okay?
Yeah. What about with the doctor? You know, the doctor's mind.
Yeah.
How
right, so that's Marik. That's also my sefer. You gotta. Hopefully, we're gonna reprint the sefer soon. Hopefully, the Minhagim sefer. Yeah, so it's in the sefer. Marik. The Marik. Right. So therefore what? and they're going to have the wedding in the sanctuary. Yeah. It's the same question. Same question. If you hold this mutter, it's mutter. If you hold this tosser, it's tosser. It's the same. Just because they built it knowing they're going to have weddings. The best is what the Hasidim do. Because the Hasidim are so, they're so practical. All their schools, they build a wedding hall, and then they have income from the school. It's so practical. They take their schools, and they base this, and base that, and base this, and then they have weddings in the school. Right? That's gewaldig. So they get income from the weddings, and they don't have any... Well... Okay. What? Okay, I guess... you know, depends where you do it. Yeah. A what? Yeah, that's what Rav Moshe says. Yeah, but I think that it's still the place of worship, the idea of having your wedding in the place of worship. So, okay. You have to look at the Sefer. Hopefully we'll reprint it and you'll be able to see the Sefer when it becomes reprinted. So, the Chasam Sofer says that on page 12 that Bima Shalano Amedes Bifnim B'Mizbech HaPnimi. That's because the Bima is connected to Mizbech. So that was sort of like Be'emtza. So therefore, you're making, if you put it in front, then it's not similar to the Mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you put it in the middle, it's like the Mizbech HaPnimi. So the idea being that we make the shul similar to the Beis HaMikdash. And the idea being that's why, I think as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the concept of having like an Ezra's Noshim, because that's similar to the Beis HaMikdash. There was an Ezra's Noshim and Ezra's Noshim. So, Rav Shechter wrote an article, and it's printed in one of his Sfarim, that, you know, we have halachas of a shul. One halacha is like here, this is good, that the shul should have the door, right, it's brought in the Tosefta, the door should be in the back. Like in Breuer's have it, right, the door is in the back, so two over here, the door's in the back. So, and the door's on the side, so that's not the way it was in the Mikdash, you walked in from the back and forward. You didn't have a side door. That's a little side door. That should be the worst thing people do, is that they have a side door.
Wasn't there a door in the back?
The back.
No,
yeah.
I mean, the front, also, behind the vehicle.
But where do people come in?
But you go in one door and come out the other.
But coming in. Yeah. Well, they didn't say we have to do everything that they did in the Mikdash, just in a general sense. In other words, you have to build 15... What?
I would be able to do that with the beam. Like, the point of the discussion, the whole thing is that we try it when they're all on the same field.
Right.
Even kind of separating them, that doesn't work. And then we have to make different levels.
Right. Right, so we do something to make some separation. So it's hard to always... Right, you say, in the old days, many shuls had balconies. That was a common thing. Okay, next. Divrei Maram Shik, Binyam Chitza Beis Knesset. So what does the Maram Shik say?
Even if they threatened to open this door.
So the question was, is somebody... They closed their stores, and some people said, they want to take away the mechitza, or make it so you can see through. So they said, we want to make it see, you know, that it shouldn't be totally closed. So, and they say, you know, if you're not going to listen to us, we want the mechitzas to be a little see-through, we're going to open our stores on Shabbos. That was the threat. מתוך כך ניקל אדום ושגם החיים יחל לו שבס קודש ועל כן לא ידעת לשום עצוס בנפשך לדעת מה לעשות. So what do you do to these people? How do you deal with this? So he says you shouldn't give in. That's what the Maram Shik says, you shouldn't give in. And he says שיום ונשאס כבר הרבה שמה נזכו ויחילו השם פרד בדור הזה אשר פריצים מסענסים בעבירה רק he was assuming that whatever that type of mechitza was, it's hard to say what it was exactly, but it's probably much the way they wanted it was probably better than most mechitzas today. That's what I would guess. That's what I would guess. Probably what these people that the Baruch Shek was fighting against, would be probably a mechitza mehuderis in some places. So he said, "Apple pecan. You have to have it." So the Sri Deyesh says that in America was a machloikis between Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, and he thinks that Rav Moshe he likes Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe claims that it's a machloikis, the Rambam, the two Rambams, whether it's a din in Histaklis or his Arvus, and if it is machlokia, so you, normally the Mishnah Torah would have much more authority than the Perush Mishnayos as a halachic source. So if you want to say like Rav Aaron Kotler, then he doesn't think this whole thing is there's no machlokia, his tachlis, his arvus, it's all together. If you can see, that's already considered. But Rav Moshe had this idea, so therefore he matted. He wanted to have shorter mechitzas. That was also a big. But you have to realize this: that if Rav Moshe didn't come with the heter, it's like Rabbi Frank Greenblatt said to me, it's not pshat that they would listen. In other words, they would have just, been out of the pale. Rabbi Frank Greenblatt said to me, he thought that Rav Moshe wanted to keep more modern people in the fold. Or else, then you say, once you're out of the fold, then you're, you can be like part of other, conservative. You can give up Yontif Sheni. You can give it all up. So his idea was that let's try to find a kula for these people who are not going to, necessarily have a shul that's going to be Lamala from Re'ia, and then they could still. You find the tzakula, then you can still say that they're shalanu. They're mishalanu. They didn't go out of the pale. So that was a cheshbon. I mean, he wouldn't have said it unless he felt it was right. I hope he did. Rav Moshe was able to define what's only a minug and what is the ikar halacha. In this day and age, people don't know differences. This is halacha. This is a minug.
people who are not learned it, it's all the same. They don't know the difference between a halacha and a chumra and a derabanan and a deraisa, so it's all the same. So I'm not saying that menhagim are not chashim, but Rav Moshe felt that this was a way to, as Rav Chaim Greenwald pointed out, that this was a way to save people. Yeah. Like Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch also, what did they have in Frankfurt? What kind of mechitza did they have in Frankfurt? A balcony. But a see-through balcony. Like the one what they have here. Yeah. So the Sama Rebbe would have said it's stockless.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the Sadma Rebbe speaks about that. He thinks it's both, but the Rosh Hashanah, they talk about it. But the Perush Rosh Hashanah only speaks about, I think, the men looking at the woman. But others say maybe both. Maybe it's both ways. But Lamaisa, in most places, if you have a balcony that doesn't have a thing, you both can see each other.
But to see each other is the problem. Only men seeing women is the problem. For the argument for his elderly male, both of them are the issue.
Yeah. Okay. But the Sri Daya was also a person who dealt with modern questions. You know, he was a big gaon in Switzerland. Rabbi Farber Zatzal, who passed away from, I was very close to the, very close. I had a relationship with him, with Rabbi Farber. He was the chazan in the West Side in the OZ, and he was a rebbe in the high school of Royers. He also taught in Rabbi Vorhan's shul, which I also do. So we had a relationship, even though we were there on different nights. But sometimes we were there together. So he was nifter this past summer.
What?
Yeah, he was in Tannersville. Also, he ran the day camp in Tannersville, and so he learned by the Sri Deish. He was a Talmud of the Sri Deish. Unfortunately, this year the Malav Malki wasn't there, but his brother sat next to me. I asked him, "Did you also learn by the Sri Deish?" So he said, "Yeah." He says, "I learned for 5 years. My brother learned for 7 years by the Sri Deish." Rav Abadi told me that when he was 16 years old, the Chazon Ish told him to go to Lakewood. Rav Abadi grew up in Tveria, and the Chazon Ish told him to go to Lakewood to learn. But then somebody had this idea that they wanted to make a chevra from Eretz Yisrael to go to Switzerland to learn, and the Sri Deish would be there. Was there? So they told Chazon Ish to tell him to go, Rav Abadi, to go to Switzerland to be part of the chevra going to Switzerland. He went, but he didn't enjoy Switzerland. So they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and then Chazon Ish says, "Okay, now you can go to Lakewood." And now the Tzitz Eliezer, that's question 39. So it's interesting, you know, Tzitz Eliezer is known for certain kulas that he's given. We discussed abortion when we gave the Uber share. But the Chi of Mechitza Beis HaKnesses, he was very strong again. He quotes from Yechezkel Abramsky that the Mordechai says that they would put a mechitza for the drasha. Now, as they told you, the drasha wasn't during the Zman Tefillah, because that was a new thing, the drasha. But Mordechai says he's supposed to put a drasha for the drasha. When you have a drasha, I guess like maybe it was a Shabbos Hagadol drasha. A drasha in the afternoon. So we should have the famous Mordechai about
but you can put up a mechitza on Shabbos, whether that's called a mechitza materis, right? So, what can I say? But you need it. It's nice. So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said, Mada for a drasha, which is very short, aray, you have to put a mechitza. So certainly, like tefila, which is something kavua. So he's very strong, Mr. Eliezer, that about the chov of a mechitza. And then he quotes the, you know, Maram Shik. And he says, why isn't it mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch? Because in those days, the men and the women, they were in separate rooms. He says, he called about the Knesset in those days, open Shakosal Avay Amafsik Ben Beit Knesset as a Noshim. We can hear it through the window, but they're basically in a separate room. So it wasn't a question to speak about a mechitza because they were in a separate room. So of course there was a mechitza. You were in a separate room. There's nothing to talk about. No one ever thought that they would bring the women in the same room. You know, that's a, that itself is a modern invention. So then you have to clear how should you do it. But no one ever thought about that because the women weren't even in the same room. I once davened one Shabbos in the Mechabesh of Yosef Karish on Tzfat years ago. Yeah, I don't think you see the women. There's some place. What? Yeah, even the Balkore was from. Yeah, you go up. Yeah, you get up. Yeah, you go upstairs to get the aliyah. Yeah, yeah. Right. So it's like a different room. That was in the Mechaber shul. But I was there once for Shabbos when I was 13 years old. That was the same trip. That with a picture of Rav Goren. Okay, but that's the idea that so that's the Tzitz Eliezer. He explains why the halachas of mechitza don't. Are not in the Shulchan Aruch. And then there's another Chasam Sofer in Kosher Mishpat on page 14. Speaks about the the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Aleph, which quotes the pasuk in Zechariah about the hesped. About hesped, they have the men separate, the women separate. And he says even the families, mishpachos levad, mishpachos l'shoshem levad. So even though my families are not, but when it's makom tefila, hodah or hesped. He says anything you need liba de rachmana, like you need special kavana, so then the highest standard. As you explained the idea of separation. So therefore, that's why this man hesped or this man tefila, so everyone should be separate. The women shouldn't be singing. So that's his yisod, that we compare a hesped to a shul. So Kol Madvayu Liman L'Rachman L'Yisar Shum Indian Hirer. And then question 41 was the Bnei Banim that he wanted to be Mechadesh, that what you need a different Rishus. You need a different Rishus. And that's why he comes out against the curtains. He comes out against the curtains. But I don't think he's right. They told him. I can't. What? Well, he's saying that this mechitza here, with the curtain, it's not tied down to the bottom, is not a good mechitza. Right, because you can't see. So to me, I told you this many times. I cannot fathom that if you have a mechitza, even shoulder height, but it's a brick, so it's for sure it's omid baruch matsuya to anything, and that's a good mechitza, but you can actually see the women. But this one that you can't see the women is a problem. Because, I mean, the concept of using the term mechitza when it comes to shul, you know, is not really, it's a din, you know, it's mechitza, so, I don't know. He thought that that's the pshat, that you need a different rishus, and that's what they, mishmachos, and therefore he says that shuls have to be more makpid to make sure to make sure that the curtain is tied at the bottom. Minimum height, that's the different sheet is what the minimum height is. Yeah. Reach physically, to touch.
There had to be something that prevented you from getting to them.
So therefore what? But then you can put your hand, you can touch also.
No, but you know, there has to be some intervention from getting to it. Because what happened
in the basement? So therefore what? In other words, if you have...
So then a curtain like this is no good. If I wanted to, I could easily open up the curtain and walk.
And the brick wall?
The brick wall, okay, so I have to time up it, or even if it's this high, you still have to...
You're saying, even though you can obviously could see...
Yeah, that's not such a problem.
Because
even
so,
you have like a big thing and there's like
holes in between
that
I can get. To me, you can get anywhere you want, Bismanaza. There's a
brick wall.
Man can go to the moon, you know. You can get wherever you want. I don't know, brick wall. I don't know. To me, if you could see, that's a whole different. It's a whole different avira once you can see. You know, it's different.
I agree with what I'm saying. Why did the curtain not good? It has to be different Russian. You need to say that I have no religion.
So you can say it. You need it for sure. So you need a technical din of a mechitza. Like by if you mishamish, like we discussed, people have asked me about having a curtain, you know, in their apartment and the. Tashmish Hamita, if they're going to be Svarim on the other side. So is that all? Right, so the Magen Avraham says you can't. It's also if there's or Haner on the other side. She says it's not good because you need, this is not a good mechitza. There, it's clear in the Gemara, and you need a mechitza. You need a mechitza to be Mishamish or Haner. It has to be a mechitza.
Men were mingling with women.
Right. Yeah, if a brick wall is 6 feet high, I understand.
Even if I can see nothing, even if this guy is slow, you could just be fine. You could always say that, like, well, let's get five guys together and then throw a guy over.
Right.
No, but like, that's, you know, so like, but even if it's that high, I can still see them.
You're saying that technically, well, I can understand if you have a machine like this.
Yeah.
this is what I can accept what you're saying. That if you have a mechitza that's wood there and then the glass, so there you can't get to them, so to speak. It's glass, even if you can see through.
Maybe that's the
story. Yeah, but I still intuitively I cannot believe that any mechitza that you could see through is better than this.
Assume that you can't get through.
Right, no, this I can get through very easily. Get through.
No, but I'm saying my tie goes over top and I have to rush over to the women's side. I'm not able to do that.
Yeah, but no one's afraid that something is going to happen in the middle of davening that he's going to have to. I don't know what happens with it.
I don't know either. But they have to make a whole other story.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but I think this is a Mahadrin. Mahadrin and Mahadrin is this machine. Right, the old machitza in the Zeissman based Medrash. It's also like a current. The old days they used to have this wooden thing before your time. Now they also have it in the current thing. The old days they used to have a wooden thing, and then there was a little curtain on top that it was closed during davening. Like these movable mechitzas. That's what they used to have. They have it though, yeah. So I think the Sabbath Rebbe would daven there, but I don't know if he would daven in the places where the balconies and you can see. Yeah.
Like what you just described on wheels.
Yeah, the ones on wheels.
Push them,
heels,
fly away.
Right. So it was, I don't know, the wheels or whatever it was, a movable thing. Yeah. See, I don't think we're afraid. Is it? Let me ask you a question. If you put it on the street, would it be Obed Baruch Mitzuya? Well, if Baruch Mitzuya, would it blow away the? Yeah. Okay. So this is your test. Okay, you test Bays. Okay, we're getting here. Most of it, we are getting here. I hope we're doing good, Chazara. We still have what to do. We're no rush, but... okay. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim about Hakol B'Ksav. Yad Hashem Alai Haskil. That everything in the Beis Hamikdash is written down, the dimensions, the way, it was all written. You can't change the physical makeup of the Beis Hamikdash. It's called B'Ksav Yad Hashem Alai Haskil. So the question the Gemara raises, so then how did they make the Tikkun Gadol for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva if it violated this halakha of Hakol B'Ksav? So the Gemara says, well, they found a pasuk in Zechariah that says in the Zman of the Hesped, they had separate. So what does that mean? So the Marsha says, that the Isser of Hakol B'Ksav is only if you want to do something for the Tzorach of the Avod and the Mikdash. So then you can't make different things. But if you want to do it Lafrushi B'Yisura, then that's not anything to do with Hakol B'Ksav. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you see from here that the chiyuv of mechitza neshul is a daraisa, because that's the idea, that since it's a daraisa, so So then, obviously, when they had the original din of a full muksav, it took into account that you're allowed to put something there with this. Because, or else, why is it? What's Pshat the Gemara that it's not a violation of this? You know, anyway, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Mr. Shem.